Secretary of Defense John Reid says Britain's 8,000 troops will leave Iraq when their mission there is complete.
We will leave Iraq when the job is done. When will the job be done? When the Iraqi government itself, democratically elected, says we now have the security forces to counter the terrorist threat and their attempts to bring down democracy. As soon as they say that is now the position, then we'll be off.
But the Scottish-born defense secretary told a Washington audience not to expect an exodus of troops all at once.
That will not be an event which happens everywhere in Iraq on the one day. It will be a process that will start in some provinces sooner than in others. But as soon as the Iraqis themselves feel we are capable to defend our own democracy, then that process of handover will begin. Until that stage, we and the other nations, predominantly the United States, but many other nations as well, we will be there as long as it takes.
Reid is in Washington this week for meetings on Iraq and Afghanistan with top Bush administration officials, including his counterpart Donald Rumsfeld and Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice. He reiterated Britain's support for its commitment in Iraq.
This is not the time for shaky nerves and lack of will to see this through in Iraq. This is the time for firm resolve and for seeing through the commitment we gave to the democratic politicians of Iraq and to the courageous people of Iraq.
Britain is also in the process of expanding its troop presence in Afghanistan. About 1,000 British troops are already on the ground there as part of the NATO mission. Those numbers are slated to rise to about 5,700. Reid said British troops are in that country to help the democratically elected government of President Hamid Karzai to develop its government, economy, and security forces so that it will never fall under the control of the Taliban or other terrorists again. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, Washington.